Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's little Steely Dan bringing us back, by the way, folks. That song's called Pig, one of their best. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Stephen King is our guest. He's become a great friend of ours. He's been hanging out with us now for a handful of years as a member of our Brain Trust, CEO and president and founder and King Biscuit over at Growth Force, growthforce.com. He helps people, he helps companies just like yours improve their financial management. And folks, we can all use more of that. So I encourage you to check them out, growthforce.com. And you can learn a lot just going to that website, folks, not even if you're not even a customer there yet. He's written a number of books that are there, and I encourage you to check those out. They're very important, plain English. Even I can understand them, folks. So if I can understand them, I know you can. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the different growth phases and how they are different from each other. The entrepreneurial stage, the emerging growth stage, the sustainable growth stage, and then the exit stage. You were telling us a little bit about the entrepreneurial stage as we went to the break, and give us, you know, you were saying that you're just establishing certain things. Number one that you have to establish is you have to finally decide, what are we going to do? What are we going to make? What are we going to sell? Because when you're in that stage, you're getting pulled in a lot of different directions. Making the decision which way is the best way for you, that's part of that process, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the first financial goal is to keep your costs as low as possible, which is why founders do so many things themselves. You need to take, you know, the cash that you've got and use it for getting more sales and serving your clients. And, you know, the challenging phase, in my experience, has been in the emerging growth space. You know, you get past that entrepreneurial stage and you get the basic infrastructure in place and you've achieved some viability. Then, as you mentioned before, you know, the real challenge gets to the next level, which every business needs to do four things well. You need to make a profit. That's why you start a business. You need to generate cash flow to fuel that business, and you need to manage all the risks that come on with hiring employees and serving customers. And you need to have a system that is optimized to deliver all those three other things, right? So that's where the infrastructure phase comes in, and with in the entrepreneurial stage, with getting your QuickBooks system designed, right, not just to be able to do the basics, but to be able to enable you to get to the next level, which is emerging growth.
And well, you know, Steve, I want to stop you for a second because yeah. the in those two stages, the entrepreneurial stage and the emerging growth stage, you said it's important to make a profit. But in those days, if you're growing and if you're trying to maximize your organic potential, your organic capability, there's a real dance that you're doing there between cash flow and profit, between getting the business in and you're investing and you're growing. There's a real would you agree with me when I say that is actually the most critical moment, more than any other time, when you must know what things are costing you and what you're charging? And if you decide to break even on something to get the business, it's, you did it because you decided, not because it was an accident. What do you think?
100%. Strongly agree with you. Yes, Jim. And that's where most businesses fail, right? That's why 80%, they say, the Chamber of Commerce says, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says, to go out of business in 5 years because of cash flow. And the faster you grow, the more cash flow you need. And if you don't know how much profit you're making on every widget, on every hour that you bill, then you're going to have cash flow problems. And so that gross profit protection becomes the most important part of that entrepreneurial phase. And that's not, you know, a lot of our clients, they're at break even intentionally, as you say, because they're taking those profits and they're feeding them back into sales and marketing and hiring new people. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know exactly what your real above-the-line costs are, you're going to fail.
Well, we're not being, folks, we're not being judgmental if you decide to favor cash flow and sales over profits in a particular day, week, month, or customer. We're not being judgmental about that, but we're being judgmental as you know what if you don't know why you're doing that you're doing it or why you're doing it. That's where we're judgmental. Right, Steve?
100%. If you're making a data-driven decision to decide to reinvest those profits in growth, that's what this emerging growth stage is all about.
That's right.
But you have to have organizational alignment around that. And you've got to make sure that it's a conscious decision. Mm-hmm. You know, but that stage has a lot of new challenges. You're now hiring people. You got to train those people. You got to start paying payroll. And it's often before you get paid from your clients. So having the ability to forecast that and working capital and anticipating your needs, that's where
and making sure that when you make a sale, you didn't just make a loan. That's another thing.
I've heard you say that before, right?
Exactly. So, all right. So that's the emerging side, folks. It's really dicey transitioning from the environment, from the entrepreneur to quickly in about I got less than a minute. Get us started on the sustainable part.
About 50 employees. You're starting to look at, north of $10 million. And now this is when you need an infrastructure. You need to start focusing on bottom line net profit. The emerging growth is about your gross profit above the line and below the line costs. Now it's about making sure that you turn that business into a way to generate bottom line results. And that means getting management reports at your fingertips. You see the economics.
Now what your operation is less of what are we going to do next? It's more of a machine, isn't it? It's got cogs and wheels, and you can turn some of those dials and make things happen that are in your favor. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this and the exit strategy after the break with Stephen King, Tintel. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.